Okay, hi everybody.
Welcome. It's we're the X1 Bros. E3 is canceled. Let's talk about E3 being canceled. Jordan, disappointed?
Yeah. Yeah, you remember a while ago when we were like, this is just COVID. E3 will come back. You'll never get rid of it.
I think they got rid of it.
Yeah.
It would really
there's still like a ghost of a thing.
Well, I don't think E3 is really, I think once everybody went digital through the pandemic and stuff, I think, and even before, like with Microsoft and Sony, they were really doing their own things as well. Same with Nintendo. I don't think they necessarily need E3. They were just kind of there.
Yeah.
I don't think it is what it used to be, which I think is unfortunate because how much fun did we have going there? You know, it's always fun to go down to the conventions and hang out and get to see all the new stuff, talk with the developers and other like-minded gamers.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think the purpose of E3 was, for us, was to play new games that aren't released yet. But I think the real purpose was all the deals going on upstairs.
Oh, yeah, behind the doors. Like, you'd go to E3 and you'd get your funding for the next couple of years if you were a development studio and
stuff. I think that was, like, the real purpose of E3, but... on a happy note, it was hype week for all of us gamers out there that wanted to get excited about games, which, to be fair, I think that's still going to exist. I mean, we're not going to be able to play live, but most of the percentage of the world wasn't able to go physically to E3. So maybe developers will start going, hey, you know what? There's a beta right now that you can go play this weekend. Mm-hmm. So maybe this move kind of, In a weird way, makes it so the masses get to test games and play games sooner rather than later as well.
I feel like they already do that, though.
Well, did they do that in 2019 and before?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think going through COVID and all that stuff made them made them see like, we don't need to do this.
Well, I think that was already. I actually think that was already taking place with Nintendo Direct.
Oh yeah,
and like when did they doing their version of it? Wasn't like 2017?
Yeah,
and it was, everyone could see that it was the superior way to do it.
100%.
And then Microsoft bought the theater. They started doing their own thing. Sony decided
across the street.
Sony, EA started renting a block a half a mile away. Yeah,
down in Hollywood.
Down in Hollywood. Yeah. Like, everybody started doing their own thing. Even Revolver Digital wasn't even at E3. They were... Across the street in a parking lot. After, like, Nintendo Direct started doing their thing, it was kind of...
Well, Nintendo, though, was... So Nintendo still was the biggest presence inside E3. They just had on top of that monthly...
Because you can't beat Nintendo.
Yeah, they just had on top of that, they just had monthly... So Nintendo was actually the only of the big three to not be inside or to be inside E3. PlayStation wasn't, Xbox wasn't, but Nintendo kind of led the way on having regular updates right?
Well, they started the Direct stuff, which you can tell developers followed suit. I mean, it's just the better way to do it. You're broadcasted to a bigger audience and you don't have to have all the fluff.
Yeah, well,
I don't mean this in a bad way, but you also don't have to hire like high profile people to MC for you, you know?
Yeah, well, and I know that there's been discussion with this news that we've gotten that it's like, remember the good old days in 2019 and before where we could go? And yeah, it was a lot of fun for us, mm-hmm. especially going in and meeting a lot of our community, hanging out in our hotel room with a whole bunch of people watching stuff together, and then going, which is funny because they were live streaming that, but then going and playing those games. That's true. I don't know if we're going to be as negatively affected as I think people are worried about.
Well, I don't think we're going to be negatively affected. I just think. I think it's a bummer we can't go in person anymore, but I don't. How big of a deal is that?
It was fun, right?
It was fun, but I think with this cancellation this year, I think that's a bigger cancellation than the last time. I don't.
Stop playing with.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't think we're gonna see a physical E3 anymore.
I think we will.
I hope so, but I don't think it may be
rebranded and redone, but there is value at being in person. I think.
Will it be E3 or will it be just like a gamers con or something? You know, what's the.
Well, GamesCon. That's in Germany.
That's actually really funny that.
Yeah.
GamesCon. Yeah. But like in LA.
Yeah, the thing is, I think what's going to be difficult to replicate is it was a week of announcements by all the big game shareholders.
Look,
I don't think will ever exist because the incentive structure is flipped. So the incentive structure used to be that all the press was in one place. That's where you could get the biggest noise and the most eyeballs on your products. But now, in a digital age, you can be strategic, and PlayStation or Xbox or Nintendo or whoever, Ubisoft, can go and say, okay, we're going to schedule our event at this time so that nobody else overshadows us and be all alone by ourselves.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. As much fun as I had at E3 the times that we went, and as much as I'd like it to come back because it was just like a fun community building. It's just like any con you go to, right?
It's a team building exercise.
Yeah, it was just fun. I think logistically for these bigger companies, especially even for the smaller ones, I don't think it logistically makes sense for them. Because like you said, why put all that time and effort into a weekend that you have to rent space, build out, hire out, when you can just do it all in-house?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't disagree at all. I don't disagree. I just think we as gamers lose. Being in person, I was at GDC 2 weeks ago. Or a week and a half ago now, and there is a difference.
It's like watching
a college football game on TV is fantastic, but being at a college football game in person, there's an atmosphere, there's an excitement, there's a feeling.
Well, and it costs more.
Well, not to mention how many really nice people did we meet from all over the world by grouping up and staying away from those crazy people on the walk back to the hotels.
Oh yes,
we met a few nice people.
And by crazy people, he means the homeless people on the street.
Have stories.
We met this guy. He was from Sweden, remember? And he grouped up with us because there was this crazy dude like throwing out incantations.
Yeah, I do want.
And we kind of grouped up, and he was a nice guy.
I do want to shout out someone in chat.
Some
Arctic Storm in chat says blue is the color of the day for the bros, and I just realized.
Hey, we're all wearing blue. Hey.
It's hilarious. And shout out to everybody who's here live. The boy Will, Arctic Storm, Soulfinder, Dark Knight, Weldon Cluck, anybody else I've missed. Thank you very much for being here. Come join us, youtube.com/X1Bros. Every week. We're actually recording a day early this week because
why not?
Because why not? Yeah, I just, I think.
But so, David, how bad does it hurt gamers, though? Like, yeah, it's awesome. But we still have hype spread now throughout. It's not so concentrated.
Yeah, I just think...
No, but I get what he's saying, because it's like going to like QuakeCon or BlizzCon or is it MineCon. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like-minded people going to celebrate games that they love.
You know what I mean? But on like the large scale, it's... Most people can't do that anyways.
Yeah.
You know, but it's cool. I'm saying it's cool, but I don't think it's
I think it has a triple-down effect. So I think it's... Overall, I think it's bad for gaming as a society. Like... If the subset that is gaming society, whatever that is, you know, I think that those who go to E3 are your diehards. They group up, they get to know each other, and then from them spawns different kinds of connections and friendships. It's like
networking,
trickle down effect.
Yeah, gaming networking.
Yeah, gaming.
I can community building. See that. And with the anonymity, I don't know if that's a word. I just
anonymity
of the internet. A lot of people become a-holes, that's for sure.
It's actually really refreshing to meet someone nice on the internet.
It is.
You know, it's just
it
like, hey.
It actually is. Like, it was fun. Me and Jordan did a raid last night. Was it last night or the night before? It was last night?
Yeah, last night in Destiny. And we used their group finder, and we found these guys. They were nice people.
Well, the more barriers
the world's
exist,
not as terrible as I thought it was.
I mean, it's actually been, there's lots of studies on it. Like there's levels. So the worst way to communicate, which encourages the most trolls, is text. As you become more personal.
So Twitter, Facebook.
It goes away. So for instance.
Social media, the worst way.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. It
checks out.
In person is the best. is the best, and then there's like levels in between, right? If text is the worst, in person is the best. So like video conferencing would be right there. Voice would be in between.
Because
as you add audio.
I hate it when I join a Zoom call and I have my camera on and the other person has it off.
When that happens to me, I just turn my camera off.
I know, but it still bugs me.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
I don't disagree
with anything you guys have said. I just think it's unfortunate. However, having said this, I do think Xbox, I think PlayStation, I think, well, maybe not Nintendo, but I think there's going to be a place. I can see Xbox holding its own conference with all of its publishers and all of its stuff and doing its own thing. I can see PlayStation doing its own thing.
Actually, you probably couldn't call it that.
Similar to what BlizzCon is. I mean, Microsoft's about to own that company. I think you're going to see more and more of that.
They just group up BlizzCon as Xbox
and Xbox Blizz.
And Bethesda.
Bethesda Con.
Yeah.
Ex-Bethesda.
Like Xbox is E3 with all the publishers.
Hey, as long as we keep getting these solid directs every, what, 4 to 5 months, I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
It's like spread out more. Hype Week isn't so like, you know, like I have to ditch work to watch all that.
Yeah, but it was.
Like,
it was cool though.
Starting Monday or Sunday morning, because that's usually when Xbox hits.
Sunday morning, afternoon,
depending on the year, all the way to like Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was just.
Yeah, but that was still awesome.
I mean, that's a lot of.
It's like you want to know what I actually miss that it's gone away, the Black Friday rush. Like there's an excitement there.
Yeah, remember? Oh, yeah, like you'd go out. Yeah,
it like doesn't exist anymore.
No, it doesn't. Well, because
there's no deals.
Yeah, and what I would go for was mostly like DVDs and Blu-rays. I don't need that anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Blu-rays is what I would go for.
Well, I would go for TVs.
Well,
I gotta tell you. Can I tell you?
Tell me.
Like what? What people outside of our demographic go for? Fabric. I kid you not. I stood in line.
Like at Joann's?
Yeah. I stood in line at like 4 in the morning one time.
Michael's.
It was back when I think I had just married my wife.
For fabric?
Oh, yeah, see? I'm going to blow your mind. You ready for this?
That's the moment as Spicy was standing there in line that he realized the single lifestyle was over. Standing in line for fabric.
4 in the morning, Utah, in November, end of November, freezing cold. I'm standing in a parking lot with a whole bunch of grandmas.
When
those doors opened.
It was bedlam.
Oh my gosh. People.
Why, is it that discounted?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, it's like hardcore. Like, we're talking Star Wars fabrics are now 90% off.
That's funny. I wonder what other niches like exist that we don't know about like that.
Yeah, I had no idea that it got like that in other demographics, let's say. Because I like electronics. But I'm telling you, when you have a 75-year-old woman running full speed with a cart, grabbing all the fabric that they can.
That's passion.
Blows your mind.
That is passion.
So, you know. I don't know why I brought that up, but I'm telling you, there are other demographics outside of gaming that really enjoy the Black Friday deals, I guess.
It is true. Can we talk real quick about, in fact, we could pull this up and have it on the screen, the Elite Controller dropping 2 new colors, baby. So now we've got black, we've got white, we've got red, and we've got blue. And let me tell you, the blue looks...
That's why we all wore blue today.
So good. In honor of the new Elite Controller in blue... Oh my goodness!
Where did they post this?
Elite Controller Series 2. It's on Xbox Newswire. If you go there,
okay.
And there's even videos over there too. But
okay,
yeah, it looks so good. And keep in mind now, this is the what do they call it? It's the one that doesn't come with all the attachments.
The cheaper version.
Whatever. The Essentials. I forget the name that they actually call it. The base models. Yes, it's just the base models for the Elite Controller.
I can't find this, David. I'm sorry.
Highly, highly, highly attractive.
How far do I have to scroll down?
It dropped yesterday.
Search. Okay. Elite Controller. Okay. Keep going. Sorry. I'll get it up.
Jordan.
Yeah.
Will you be? So it's $139. For the base model?
Yeah, well, the blue one is really nice.
Yeah.
I would like... Well, the thing is, I don't think I need the attachments. There they are. I already have the attachments. Oh. That's the thing. I don't think I need the attachments because with my Series... Or my Elite controller that I have now, which is
no, you don't need the attachments. That's why
that's what I'm saying. I can get the back. Really smart. Get the base version. Yeah,
I mean that's why I got the white one because I got it by itself, and I don't need the attachments. But look at that blue sheen.
Yeah, so I would go with just the base version. Yeah, or the base, which is the 139, right? But yeah, the blue, the red looks good too. But I'm leaning towards the blue. It just looks nice.
I'm going to go for the white one.
Still the white one, huh?
Yeah.
The white one
core.
Nice
they too. Call these the core. That's right, the core. The Elite Series 2 core. All that means is that it doesn't come with extra attachments. So if you already have an Elite controller, the Elite controller used to only come with attachments at $279 or $259.
Wait, you're telling me that those attachments cost $100?
No, $59. You can get the $59.99.
Wait, my math. Am I like my brain not working with the math here?
So it's one. So I was wrong. It's $199
okay.
for the now that, series.
Okay. Yeah, that makes more sense. Yep. Okay, I was like, holy smokes, those 3D printed attachments cost $120.
But look how I love that blue one. All the red's nice too. I'm just not a red.
No, guy. I really like the blue one. It reminds me of the old Forza controller, which is still like one of my favorite controllers. The Forza Xbox that they came out with a while back.
Yeah, it reminds me of my eyes.
Hey, well, your controller can match your eyes.
Your blue bloodshot eyes.
Hey, speaking of controllers, though, Turtle Beach is coming out with it. Well, rumored to be coming out with a new controller.
Yeah,
they filed a patent for a controller that would feature a touchscreen on it.
Ooh.
So at first I was thinking like, oh, kind of like the PlayStation 4, how it has that little touchpad up top. But no, they were talking about. It would basically, where was it? This controller would feature a touchscreen that could be used to save custom controller loadouts, track player performance, and connect to social media. There would also be connectivity for some sort of app. And that's over just on pure Xbox. They have an article there. But kind of interesting.
That is.
Basically, yeah, kind of
interesting. Do you think that they're going for the PlayStation style, or do you think that...
No, it looks like it's more of a functionality thing. Because at first I was like, oh, maybe it's a PlayStation style. But I'm like, but Xbox developers would have to like incorporate that into their development, and not everybody would have this controller and so on and so forth. But looking into it, it's like what I said. It's basically a touchscreen that will save loadouts, have some connectivity to an app. They said player statistics, which might be interesting. I think the biggest feature would probably be social media integration. So like... which you kind of have now on the Xbox, but it's just a button, so this would be a touchscreen. I guess it depends on what they do. Is it just a touchscreen that just puts multiple buttons in one place for space saving? I don't know, but cool.
That is a cool idea.
I am going to say this, though. That is a cool idea. I'm interested to see how it works out. I am going to say this, though, and I know last time we talked about this, we got some hate, and I'm just going to come out and say it again.
Here we go.
I do think Xbox needs to up their controller game, at least be on par with the PS5 controller. Because I'm just going to say it. Whether you like all the extra features or not, you don't have to use it, but the PS5 is the superior controller right now.
Which is crazy to think about.
Yeah.
That's never been
It used to not be. I think the PS5, and I would say it's superior just from those triggers alone.
Okay. Joystick placement. Xbox wins.
I mean, you can argue. I mean, that's fine. But the controller itself is a superior controller.
Nah, because that's a pretty big deal to me.
But you can also get PlayStation controllers with the offset joystick.
Well, then why isn't PlayStation selling those at default?
I don't know. They're third-party ones. But yeah. I mean, I prefer the offset too, although I will admit the PS5 controller is far more comfortable than the previous PS4 and PS3 controllers.
Oh, yeah, they've
upped their definitely have the game.
They get the, but, for me, they get the most improvement award.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying the touchscreen, the way the light, I mean, I could do without the speaker and stuff, but it's a feature that's in there, right? Like, I don't use the speaker. The touchscreen I don't really use. It's more of just kind of an extra button that some games use.
When players do use the touchscreen on the PlayStation, what is it most commonly used for? Do you know?
Like, I use it sometimes in Final Fantasy Online because it switches to, like, a mouse pad.
Mm, okay.
You know, so that's the place I most commonly use it. But, like, in games like God of War, it's just an extra button that pulls up the map and bubble, you know, stuff like that. What I think, really, what makes it a better controller, and I'm not talking like it's a way better controller. Let's say Xbox is a 9, PlayStation is a 10, right?
You're saying it's arguably
It's arguably
this is the opinions of Jordan and not of anyone else on this table.
It's arguably a better controller, I would say, for those triggers alone.
Yeah, the triggers are
the way those triggers work, how they add that resistance. How I remember the first time playing Ratchet and Clank and having that double fire on one trigger. If you pulled halfway down and it stopped, remember I showed you guys and it stopped you. Cool. That was insane. That is an incredibly useful feature and a practical feature for a lot of games as well.
I would say it's practical for single player. It would never be utilized in multiplayer.
I think you could.
I think it's a disadvantage in multiplayer.
I think you could use it in multiplayer.
But for immersion.
At a disadvantage.
But for immersion, it's amazing.
Yeah. I don't know. If I were to choose, I would say I wish I had the features of the PlayStation 5 controller on the Xbox controller.
If I were to choose, I would choose the Xbox controller.
Well, yeah, but imagine if they had the PlayStation 5 features.
Well, that I don't use.
You those triggers. Those triggers alone you would use.
Would I, though?
Yeah.
Well, okay, let's ask Spicy this. Spicy.
Having the extra button in the center?
Do you want the Xbox controller to have those trigger, or the haptic feedback on the triggers? Yes or no?
So, I'm a simple man. And I mean, that's nice. It's like a sunroof on a car. Sure. But I don't need it. But I would much rather have the car have cruise control, which is the joystick placement.
Yeah. I'm also going to say this. No batteries.
Okay. Yes.
And I don't know.
Okay.
I used to fanboy Xbox and say, oh, no, yeah, they're right. You can, if I have to charge it, I can just, you know, I don't have to sit and wait for it to charge, and I can just swap new batteries. You don't need charge. I'll be honest. I used to say that. Now I don't, because I realized I can just get a longer cord.
But, okay.
And charge it.
With an additional $35, I got myself a charger, like a battery, like plug-in, and then it charges via the USB.
Well, why is the Elite controller so nice? Because it's just no batteries. You just charge it.
Yeah. And I mean, I give you that. It sucks that I have to spend an extra $35. Yeah. And I really feel like, doesn't the PlayStation last like 20 hours longer? Maybe I'm just playing it less. I don't know.
It lasts a long time.
I feel like the PlayStation, nothing, by the way, nothing compares to the Pro controller by Nintendo.
Yeah,
I think I've charged mine once.
Yeah, their controller is pretty.
How do they do that? You know what? You know how they do that? They don't have haptic.
They haptic don't have feedback.
Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
That's what's pulling the. Although no, because the Xbox controller takes more juice. I don't know. Although, Jordan, I will say that, yes, there are features, but I don't. I prefer the Xbox because of, you know what we need? Okay, we're discussing this in the wrong way.
Yeah.
We need those two controllers to have a baby.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I would love to see Xbox next iteration, which would be, who knows what their naming scheme is, but their next Xbox, right?
SX.
I would love to see them take the features of the PlayStation controller and put them in the Xbox controller. And I know there's people out there and it's fine. It's fair. It's valid. Wouldn't use those features. Don't like those features. Whatever. That's fine. But having them in there is still.
Yeah. Well, I would say even ergonomically, there is a little bit of an edge now to the PlayStation.
No, the PlayStation 5 controller feels good in your hand.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
I think, and I personally think that from the 360 to the Xbox One, Xbox went slightly backwards, like by like 5%.
Well, they were like the don't broke or ain't broke, don't fix it type of thing. But anyway, I'm mostly just, I mean, yeah, it's kind of cool that your PlayStation lights up the color of the game you're playing. But again, I don't need that, right? The touchpad is useful, not for necessarily touchscreen stuff, but it is actually useful in certain games, like swiping up and swiping certain ways, bring up different inventory menus and stuff. That's nice because it's just like a modifier button. That stuff is nice. Having it as an extra button is nice. What I really want is those triggers. Those triggers are phenomenal. It's like when Nintendo came out with the whole Joy-Con and they're like, it feels like you have six pieces of marbles in there. So it was just cool. You know? Now, to be fair, Nintendo literally never made a game that used those features other than like the two launch games. I mean, if there is, let me know. But no, but I would love those triggers It's mostly the triggers, but I really like the feature set of the PlayStation 5 controller, and I don't think it would harm anything if they were put in the Xbox controller. It's like when you go to McDonald's and they're like, would you like to upsize that? And you're like, no. And it's like, well, why? It's the same price. You know what I mean?
Why
like,
would you
it's the cup, right? Do you want a large cup for, or a large drink for a dollar, or a small cup for a dollar?
Yeah.
You know?
But I still prefer Xbox controller. I think that I disagree with you.
I know.
I'm just kidding.
But I don't think what I'm saying is I'm not saying take the PlayStation controller and put it on Xbox. I'm saying the features with it. So imagine your Xbox controller and they just have the triggers in them.
Jordan.
Right? Like that's I think the feature set of the PlayStation 5 controller Xbox should adopt that and bring it over.
It has been a lot of people do feel that the PlayStation 5 controller has surpassed the Xbox controller
this generation. I think it has.
Yeah. If Xbox were to do that, it's going to cost $120 more.
But, well, they're the same price console.
I know.
The console is the same price.
I know. I'm just saying. If they were to add features to the Elite controller as we know it, it's going to
cost. I'm not talking about the Elite controller. I'm talking about the basic
Standard controller.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's still going to cost a lot more. Anytime Microsoft does not include a feature and they add a feature, it's going to cost us some bells and whistles.
Yeah, think about that. The base controller battery life on the PlayStation 5 is the same as what we're paying $139 for battery life on the Elite controller.
Yeah, well, I do think that is a step that Microsoft needs to take on their base controllers. Nintendo has built-in battery. They're Joy-Cons. The system charges your control. The system is your controller.
That's one of the funniest comments I've seen in chat in a while. Yeah. Jordan, if you're this excited about haptics, what was your reaction to boobs?
Same. I don't know why you guys weren't as excited about the haptics.
He thought it was an improvement.
Yeah, I did. Over regular, over non. I thought it was an improvement.
Let's talk about how Sony's fighting with Microsoft may, and really Sony at this point is the only one opposing the Activision Blizzard deal. Everyone else seems to be on board. All other big companies, no problem. It's not a big deal. And earlier this week, it seems to have backfired on Sony in the respect that Congress has written a letter now, or 11 members of Congress have written a letter looking into the unfair trade practices of Japan and Sony.
I like Japan. this is going to be
unfortunate.
Well, it's with their trade practices.
A letter signed by, four House representatives summed up the issue. Today, we write to bring your attention to the imbalanced Japanese video game market, which we are concerned may be a result of discriminatory trade practice that could violate the spirit of the U.S.-Japan Digital Trade Agreement.
That's nothing new.
They claim that Sony has a 98% share of the high-end console market in Japan and that it presents a barrier to U.S. exports and negatively affects the ability of Microsoft as well as other video game developers and publishers to succeed in the Japanese market. What's funny is they never mention Nintendo. Nintendo outperforms both of
them. Okay, I just got to say something.
But hold on. The part that I think is hilarious is that Microsoft spokesperson David Cuddy commented on the situation to Axios saying, quote, Sony's anti-competitive tactics deserve discussion, and we welcome further investigation to ensure a level playing field in the video game industry.
That's funny.
That is funny.
See, this is why I should run for office, because I knew this 15 years ago. Like, this is nothing new. Like, they're just figuring this out.
Yeah, we need more gamers.
Yeah.
A new party. So you don't put an R next to your name or a D, you put a G.
Okay. Yeah. Or you put your console of preference.
Yeah, G in parentheses.
It's like when you're playing online, it either has the Xbox logo next to your gamer tag or the PlayStation.
Imagine
or the Steam.
Imagine that.
I want mine in quotations. I want a G in quotations.
I bet you because I think, for instance, like Congress, you're down into districts. I bet you could win in certain districts because it's just about getting out a low number of people to vote for you. You could win on a gamer platform.
I bet you could,
and make history.
I bet you there's a lot of platforms you can really win on. Yeah. The only reason I say this, and so I enjoy the Japanese culture.
You could be united. Like, you could unite the world.
Can you imagine, like, those
You could say, I don't care. There's no red America. There's no blue America. There's just gamer America.
Green America.
That's who I stand for.
Green and blue.
Can you imagine, like, the mainstream debate where the questions are like, okay.
They're about the controller.
All right. They're like, all right, we're talking about in-game characterization. How far can you customize your genitalia? Go. And then you have 1 minute, sir or madam.
Yeah.
I think that we should have the longest dongs we've ever seen.
You know? See, look at that. On every policy, the only question is, does this hurt or help gaming? All right. That's the only question. Yeah. This new trade, trade policy with China. We're putting sanctions on China. Does this hurt or help gaming? And I have to represent my constituents. I'm against.
Yeah.
Or I'm for. On everything.
There would be so many funny like military movements. Like you would put all the battleships around Taiwan because they're making those chips.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Those you got to protect the, you know.
Yeah. How do you feel about Chinese-Taiwanese relations? Well,
we want the chips for the consoles.
Yes, we're gamers, and I know that there's some new chips coming out that we're really looking forward to.
So we're sending the carriers over to defend it.
Yeah, we're...
Right, so but I would also argue that gamers are a very difficult constituents to please.
Yeah.
It's a high reward.
No, man, you just got to break down the barriers.
No, but see, I think Arctic Storm and Chad is right. The only party that you could unite the people.
Yeah, I think I agree. So, I agree with that.
No, but what's funny about this is... We already knew that Sony dominated in Japan, and I don't think it's... I mean, there may be some, you know, shady deals going on, not letting American companies come in, but what I think it is a lot of, probably with those deals, is it's a cultural thing.
No, I think, yeah.
Like, Sony is... absolutely. Japan is very loyal to Sony.
Absolutely. And I'm sure that I'm sure there are things implemented that make it harder for outside companies to compete over there, but... I think this is just an example of like corporate warfare.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bart Stanley in chat says Microsoft donated to some re-election campaigns. Yep, I think everybody on that absolutely. But if you want to play this game, Sony, let's play this game.
Didn't I say that like last year? I said, look, this deal's going to go through. You know why? Because Microsoft's going to donate to whatever campaign they need to.
Yeah, whoever you need to.
And don't get me wrong, Sony will donate too, but guess who has more money? Microsoft.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, the game party for gamers, baby. Yeah. Master Chief for president.
No, yeah, but that's...
Questions like, who would win in a fight, Master Chief or Marcus Fenix? Go.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
yeah. Oh. That's a good one.
That would split the player base. That would split the vote. That would, yeah. I really do.
Master
I think
it would be Master Chief. It's always
interesting when you look at the Japanese market because there you go. Blobmore said it. They have a lot more pride in their products. It is very much a cultural thing.
Yeah,
which is super interesting. Which is why it's really interesting listening to. I think his name was Seamus. He was one of the creators of the original Xbox, and he always talked about trying to do better in Japan and the difficult. It's super fascinating.
Can we have pride in our products? Made in America, baby.
I feel like we do with things like steel, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah, American not with electronics.
Steel. Why not electronics? And meat, steaks.
Yeah. Steel, meat, explosives. Yeah. Made in America.
Like every country is good at something, right? We're good at steel.
Well, it's every truck commercial you've ever seen.
We actually don't even make steel anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think we do.
Well, hey, if you notice, like if you ever see a car accident on the freeway, and it's like a 90s car versus a new car, that American steel doesn't move. That's American steel. That person's safe.
The inefficient tank destroys.
It destroys, but it also, the other car is meant to like collapse, so they survive because it's not as hard as an impact.
Yeah.
The 90s car killed people, but it stayed alive.
It was made for longevity.
That is in the will.
Totaling wasn't a word back then.
I know. You know?
Anyways, I
they
just
don't
think,
make them like they used to.
I just think that's funny. I think it's watching the fanboy. So it's not really fanboys wars. The console wars are typically driven by fanboys.
Yeah.
This time it's totally by the corporations just going after each other.
Yeah, and it's reality TV. I mean, I just got done watching the Gwyneth Paltrow case. It was great.
Oh no, I didn't follow that one.
Let me tell you, I'm no lawyer, but I don't think those guys were very good. I felt like I would have had a better defense. Like it was hard to watch.
I'm no lawyer. Anytime Jordan starts a sentence like that.
Yeah,
do you guys like watch this stuff?
YouTube. That pops on my YouTube feed.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing like that.
It is
pops up. on my feed.
The Johnny Depp trial opened up a whole new set of reality TV for me.
Can I tell you?
So, like, watch it, and then watching the Gwyneth Paltrow case, this corporations battling each other.
Yeah, the corporations.
It's good TV.
It's good TV. It's funny.
I'm going to be honest here. Sony and Microsoft fighting each other, I think, for the most part, only benefits us.
I agree. Well, I think them competing benefits us.
That's why I said for the most part.
That is the political answer. So if I'm wrong later, I can say,
see, I said for the most part.
Since we're on YouTube, this is not gaming related at all, but please pull this up, Mr. McSpicy, because this is something. I went down this rabbit hole. Karjitsu Championships.
Wait, what?
That's right. The next combat sport to take off is Karjitsu.
Is it like Destruction Derby? It's another MMA, thing America is MMA, great at.
It's jujitsu inside of a car.
I went down this rabbit hole.
The best quote was like, best quote that will always stick in my mind is the announcer was like, he wasn't able to get that seatbelt choke.
Okay, I'm pulled.
Yeah, this is USA versus Russia. This is the one that I went down, actually. So they buckle, what they do, for those listening, Karjitsu, they buckle up, they say go, and then they have to submit each other in the car. Oh, now, there's a few rounds. Some of the rounds take place in the front seat. Some of the rounds take place in the back seat. There's refs. Yeah, this was the one. This is one. I wish we had it, but the commentator is hilarious. Like, he's not able. It doesn't look like he's able to get that seatbelt choke.
What's so great is how calm they were at the beginning, and now it's just like,
and it's like, oh, look, he's struggling with that.
You can use the seatbelt as a weapon.
Yes, he's trying to chuck him. See, this is the one. He's like, he don't look like he was able to successfully get that seatbelt choke.
I can't believe you. I wonder, use the seatbelt as a weapon.
I wonder if the model of the car plays effect, you know, like, oh, we're fighting in a Buick today.
Yeah, there's a different strategy in this Cadillac.
Yeah, it's like a MOBA map. Like, changes the dynamic of everything.
Yeah, it's like Williams.
See,
Williams,
this is where a sunroof might come in handy.
Williams is a Dodge.
You're right. I need the PlayStation controller just for this.
Yeah, you hit the button. Dude, I went down this rabbit hole. It's
crazy. David, where do you find this stuff?
I'm telling you.
Well, just YouTube. YouTube recommendation stuff has actually been YouTube's on point lately.
On fire.
For the last.
The other one that I went down, combat juggling.
What?
Yeah.
Just type in.
That actually sounds like a
combat juggling. You want, like, at least this? Like, okay, are these guys nerds? Yes. But can they strangle you? Of course. Can they strangle you in a car? Yes. So respect. Respect for that. But combat juggling is exactly...
World Championship? Yeah. They actually have like a... Yeah,
it's exactly what you think it would be. And it's... I mean...
Okay, I'm going to do the... This has been around for like at least 8 years. Yeah.
Major League Combat. Go to that.
It might be in the Olympics soon.
It's just like...
Oh my gosh.
These are the highlights.
Okay.
So they they juggle and it's teams and you've got a knockout of...
Wait, it's like a free-for-all.
It's like a free-for-all. And then it's last man standing on the team. Look at they just traded juggles.
Wait, how?
Do you know, like, there's fights in the parking lot after this sport.
Yeah.
Well, see, this one I can tell is, like, not a video game. Flushed out.
Don't you feel like this? Well, this is how it's go to, like, an actual match. Oh, and these are all like kids, but there are adults.
Let's go to the World Championship. Yeah, I saw
that's what I was watching. The
second
World
one down.
Second one down. 2014.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
And look at this.
Look, that's the court. Dude, they're polishing them.
It's a gymnasium. It's on ESPN. There's an ESPN. ESPN 50.
Dude, this is crazy.
Like first they highlight their juggling.
Yeah, they're actually showing.
And then
their
they're
skills.
Going to combat each other.
They're sponsored by Intel.
Intel, Team Intel.
I cannot believe this. Where have I been?
I'm telling you. Don't you think this needs to be a video game?
They like get in line and challenge each other.
Yeah, look, and it's last team standing, right? Look at
look how stupid. It's so stupid.
It doesn't work. It doesn't flow.
I don't know. These guys look pretty serious.
Look, I gotta. So you could throw up because you gotta continue to juggle. So you throw it up. One always has to be in the air.
He knocked
him down. Team Yellow.
Anyway,
Team Yellow.
They even have like stingers and slow motion replays and everything. Wow, David, I,
I'm going down some rabbit holes.
What else is there?
I mean,
I think we've covered literally
yesterday. I spent 6 hours doing AI art, and then I sent you guys pictures, and then Mark, you went down that rabbit hole.
Yeah,
that's addicting.
That's like a video game in itself.
It really is.
That's actually with AI art, we can make our own like town hall gamer Democratic Party.
We
like,
could platform whole platform. Art, you know, ads, billboards.
We can have it be in like a pencil art where it's like somebody's like drawing like what it would look like if you had a gamer platform. And AI can
in fairness, do anything. This would not even be a good video game. Like sometimes
he went around the back. Oh, that was legit. That's like the Ronaldo of.
This is the Ronaldo of juggling. Wow.
David, I don't know how you find this stuff. I thought you were like super, super busy. Does this, is it all?
I leave YouTube on and then just as background noise. Okay, and then every once in a while something pops and I'm like, however, warning, you watch one bikini fashion show, okay? In Florida, Miami.
Wait, and you watched it in Florida or it's a Florida?
And you get inundated fashion. And it's like, I don't want to see this. So I had to hit on like and undo it and. Clearly, of all the fashion shows, though, the swimwear is the best one.
Fashion show combat, like
there will be soon. There will be soon. Yeah,
championship.
I mean, Zoolander already did it.
You've seen the street. You've seen the street team combats where it's like 5-on-5 and it's punching and stuff.
Yeah, Zoolander already did it with the walk off.
Yeah, it's a walk off.
It's a walk off.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
David, I don't know how you find this stuff, but I'm fascinated. Yeah,
the Garjitsu is far superior to combat.
Well, because I
first found combat juggling, and then I got recommended Garjitsu. I love that it's Garjitsu.
That's funny. Well, I used to watch all the time the boxcar races and like the mountain climbs and all like the cowboy, I don't know, the cowboy stuff, you know, like the Texas, all the fun motor vehicle stuff. Do you know what's really fun? They used to do it in Utah. We have a place called Rocky Mountain Raceway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like they do like drag races and races and stuff. They would do figure eight racing. And that was like the craziest.
They do that with those. It's like off-road. It's not quite derby cars where they're built to crush, but they're built to crash.
Well, they do different ones. Like they did figure eight racing with trailers.
Yeah, that's
cool. So like, and the racing is not to like, because it's an infinite loop. The racing is not to do laps. It's to be the last one alive.
Yeah,
the last one, the last car moving, because they would like go across and they'd be like, oh, and they'd hit the trailer and that thing would flip around and it'd roll and then that guy was out of the arena.
I believe that was on maybe not the trailer was, but the figure eight racing was on Wreck'em. Was it Wreck'em? No, what's the Wreckfest?
Oh yeah, Wreckfest. Yeah, yeah.
Remember the
game Wreckfest? Yeah. Nice, bring it back to gaming.
Yeah, lawnmower races, says Bart Stanley. Yeah, Wreckfest is
Red
fun.
Bull Soapbox Cars is one of the greatest. I love that stuff. Those guys are legit.
Too legit to quit. Let's talk Destiny real quick because Jordan, you just said you went through raid.
So yeah, what I wanted to say about Destiny is I've been getting a lot of messages on Discord and Xbox and stuff like that asking how to join the clan and people just wanted to do different things. So what I'm going to do is just to kind of centralize everything. We do have a couple forms for Destiny, but I'm just going to make a new one. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the clan link in it. And you should just be able to click that link and then go straight to the clan and join.
You reset the clan? Because we had two clans. I think now we only have one.
Yeah, so this one is just the one. I don't know about the other one. But anyway, this is just one. There's plenty of room in there. But yeah, I'll do that either tonight or tomorrow this weekend. And then just use it as a place to... I'm going to post a couple PvP clips that I'm proud of in there. Maybe a funny clip of Mark knocking someone off a cliff by accident or something. You know what I mean? Different of us playing with David and every, you know. So, I don't know. Just use it as a place to clips, find clans, even group up. And the reason I say that is because we did a raid. Mm-hmm. And we finished the new Root of Nightmares raid last night, and it was a lot of fun, and I'd love to do it with other people.
I've been playing Anno 1800 lately is my problem.
Yeah. Well, I know people can get intimidated by the raids sometimes, but if anybody wants to run a group, we'll post it in that Discord channel, and if anybody wants to do anything, we need to go back and do King's Fall for one of the Guardian ranks. And
join us. Join the clan.
You know what I like that Destiny does? So what they do is... they have a Bungie shop, right? Where you can go and buy like most video game companies do. They have a shop where you can go and buy like real stuff, like jackets, shirts, all this stuff. They tie their triumphs to what you can buy in the store for some of their items. Like there's general items that everybody can buy, and then only certain items, if you complete an in-game achievement, can you buy it. So for example, they have two things for the raid. They have a medallion or a pin that you can get, that you can buy from them if you completed the raid. And then there's a really cool jacket you can get if you complete the raid as well. Now I'm a little bummed out because we missed the window for the jacket.
Oh really?
Yeah, I looked it up. It was apparently last Tuesday or something like that. You had to beat the raid. But
why did it pop up and say I could buy the jacket?
I lied to you. But I did purchase the pin because we can buy the pin. I had the triumph cleared to buy the pin. I just think it's a cool idea. I mean, of course, you don't have to buy them. But what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to try and complete most every raid going forward. And hopefully they have a pin for every raid. And then I can just get a Destiny pin raid collection.
Dude, what's the pin look like? Is it like a little...
It's just the... It's a... Not a stop sign, but one less.
You know how politicians have an American flag?
Yeah, it's not that.
Maybe they...
And it's not a pin. I would say it's more of a medallion. You can look it up online if you want. Okay. Pull up the picture.
I was going to say, like... Imagine if a political person had, like... Oh, that's what you would do.
He did Root of Nightmares?
He did the Root of Nightmares day one.
He did Deepstone Crypt? Holy crap.
I'm voting for him.
Yeah. No, it's... So a stop sign is an octagon. It's one less than that. What's that, a hexagon?
Sectagon?
I don't know if it's necessarily a pin. It's more of like a medallion, comes in a nice case. I mean, I just think it's something cool that they offer to their players that complete achievements. I mean, yeah, the jacket is expensive as crap, but you can only get it if you complete the raid in a certain time frame, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, so come join us. Again, join us on Discord as well. A link is wherever you're listening. There's a link in the show notes, so make sure you come join us on Discord and jump into the forums, jump into that Destiny, jump
David,
into the
clan. David, you've been playing Anno.
Dude, I talked about it a little last week, so I actually had to start over because I messed up. I got too extended.
I saw you were struggling with farmers and
so
workers.
I just started over. And what's funny is since that was my first playthrough and this is now my second, I caught up to where I was in
Super quick, 20 minutes.
I love this game. Now, I've yet to play multiplayer. This game does have multiplayer, and I would love to play it. This game has gotten me better. So my root of gaming is turn-based strategy, real-time strategy. Yeah. That's what I loved growing up. That's what I spent the majority of my games playing, that and sports games. And it's just good to be back. In fact, this game inspired me. I've downloaded Civilization VI as well. I've downloaded City Skylines as well. I'm just getting back to my roots, baby. Back to my roots. I sold out a little bit for a while.
And played like mainstream games?
Played like Destiny.
Yeah, but you like Destiny.
No, I do love Destiny.
What about that Disney game that you thought was super badass?
Yeah, the game is badass. I need to jump back. In fact, I re-downloaded that game
so
I can jump
back
in.
They got a few updates.
Yeah, I want to see what the updates are. I want to see what Moan is up to on the beach. I just built her house last time I was there. Yeah, guys,
what's the end game in that game?
It's to unlock all the areas.
I mean, what's the end game in any game?
To have fun.
Yeah, there you go.
Transmog?
Yeah, pretty much that is the end game.
So this game implements like trading routes, multiple islands. So whereas Civilization... Or maybe Civilization is a good... Tropico. Tropico 6 is like...
That's
building,
what I would compare it to.
Yeah, Tropico 6 is like building a island paradise as a dictator. This is building an economic powerhouse where you're incentivized to trade and stuff like that. It's more economy-based, I would say. I mean, you can still battle. But.
It's almost like a mix between Tropico and a light... what's that one game that you were playing with the kingdoms?
Crusader Kings.
Like a light Crusader kind Kings. Of, like a very
there's
a, light.
There's a Crusader Kings aspect to it in that they do a very good job with the story. And the story is...
What is
your
that
advisors
all
your, like, pop up. Like, think of advisors in Civilization. They pop up. And there's a story that progresses as you go along.
I would say...
It's very good.
Very
it's well done.
I mean, you're not doing
you would love this game.
Very light.
What platform are you playing this on?
I'm playing it on the Xbox.
And the controls, I was watching you play the other day, the controls seemed pretty
good.
Oh, yeah.
I think gone are the days where real-time strategy or turn-based strategy, where a mouse is always going to be superior on these, but it's nominal.
It's comfortable.
They do a really good job now. They've learned how to do it with controllers. It works really well. I did, by the way, thank you guys for my keyboard.
Yeah, did you play
that
in?
I have sampled it. fantastic keyboard.
I thought you were going to say, I've sampled it.
I returned it.
Found it lacking.
No, it's really good. It's very good, very good. I like the size. I like that mini size.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Well,
my wife, for one.
Yeah. I mean, why do you have to make it personal, though, Rick?
Thanks, man. Thanks for that. Yeah. But yeah, Anno 1800, very much enjoying that. The other one that I've been just slowly, every once in a while, I jump in a couple times this week is Diablo. You guys know you're both hardcore Diablo guys.
You mean last weekend?
Last weekend, yeah. Diablo, just so good, dude.
Yeah,
so
I'm really excited. I've been having a lot of fun with Destiny right now, and I'm playing a lot of Resident Evil 4, which, guys, by the way,
they gave you nightmares, right?
Resident Evil 4 Remake is very well done right now. It's there's some scariness to it, but it's more of an action game.
Yeah.
So you feel like, Mark, I think you would really enjoy it. David, I think you would too. It's a great single-player game. Get it. Get it, play it, tell me about it next week.
Okay.
I'm just really into Anno, though, at the moment.
We're getting into the point where...
He basically said no.
Yeah. We're getting into the point where it's... right now, Destiny's kind of like my always. It's like that in World of Warcraft, you know, Final Fantasy, right? That you kind of dabble into those each time a patch and stuff comes out. I'm Resident Evil 4 right now. And then end of April. It's almost April. End of April, we have the new Star Wars game. And then I feel like there's something in May that I'm missing, but then in June it's Diablo. I mean, we're getting to that point where it's just one right after another.
And then we're going to get busy. Starfield. We're getting
Starfield in November, right?
Starfield conference. Oh, it's going to be beautiful. Onyx Thordahl says Resident Evil 4 is game of the year for him.
I would put it up there.
Wow.
Even though I have can I really pick it because it's a remake? I think it's a game, you know what I mean?
It's a remake. You know?
Yeah.
There's
Minecraft Legends, yeah. No. I think we had this discussion with Final Fantasy VII remake
because Legends is coming.
It is technically a different game. But yeah, no, I would agree with Onyx. RE4 right now, game of the year. It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Play it.
April 18th, Minecraft Legends. That one I've actually pre-downloaded on my game because that's this very interesting real-time strategy.
Yeah,
Felix,
third-person game.
Sorry, Felix in chat says no remakes can't be game of the year, but it's not like a normal remake. This isn't like Diablo 2 remastered.
Yeah, but it's kind of cheating.
I don't know.
Well, see, this is the same discussion we had with Final Fantasy VII remake.
It's not it uses the same storyline. If you're into stories, well, they're copying it. But
well, not really, because Final Fantasy changed a lot of stuff. Yeah, that
it's not the same game at all. At all. It's different engine, different play style, different...
I'm going to be honest. I can be swayed either way.
I don't think so. I think this is... That's why we need a different word than remake. It has to be.
Yeah, I agree. There's probably because it's not really a remake.
It's not. It's a.
It's like a sequel.
Well, no, it is. It is legitimately. It's actually 100% a remake. Like they remade that game and they modernized it in a good way.
Yeah, but wouldn't you say that it's a sequel then?
No, because it's the same story. It relies on the same cast of characters. It relies on the same base story.
But what I'm saying is if you've reworked all the game engines and the game mechanics.
In Resident Evil 4, they have slightly changed, at least where I'm at in the game, they've slightly changed some story things, but I think that's just to make the story more cohesive.
So that is a remake, but Final Fantasy VII is not?
No, it's completely different. It's also a remake. They just did stuff that is like...
Reimagined. Well, that's gonna change. I like that. Bart Stanley, reimagined. Stanley, I think, works for Pixar. He's got to.
Yeah.
Reimagined. I like that.
I just think it's not like a shader and a... You know, it's not just an update to the game.
I'm with...
Right-click, copy-paste.
I'm with both Jordan the Man and Spicy. I could be swayed either way. I'm also with Felix. Like, I get... It's one of the rare things that...
Argument can be
everyone
made.
Everyone has a point there.
Yeah, an argument can be made.
It does feel like cheating.
Well, I think you're
in the respect that it's a game that exists that you've modernized.
I think it's more than that. I think it's not I think you need a team of more than three people. If you need a team of more than three people to update the game, like 100 plus employees, I don't know. They probably
have they redo the voice acting and stuff?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, like they've rebuilt the game from the ground up because they can't just take the old file and like because it's all new. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
right.
For example, Resident Evil 4, to my knowledge, I don't think parrying was in the original game, but parrying is a super well-implemented feature, and I like it. It's a good addition to the game, right?
I do want a real quick shout-out Rose City Gamer, who became a Tier 1 wingman or resubscribed. He's got the gold loyalty badge. Thank you very much, Rose City Gamer. But he also says he's looking forward to Redfall as well. That drops in May. Agreed. So let's take a look here. This is the
Resident Evil 4. Guys, I want you to play. Resident Evil 4 is an incredible game.
It looks beautiful. It does look beautiful right there.
Resident Evil Village.
Can I say, though, my complaint right there, though? I don't like the... That's an old mechanic that I don't think fits.
Inventory space.
No, that's what's fun about it. It's just like Diablo. You got to manage it.
Not Diablo 4, baby.
Yeah, but that's the survival aspect of the game. You can't just have everything.
It's archaic.
It's a feature.
It's archaic.
If I could just pick up a billion rounds of ammo.
You say it's a feature, I say it's a bug.
You can't just pick up a billion rounds of ammo. That's what's scary about the game, right?
This is what's scary. What is that growing off this? You're fighting both the ogre and the
ogre chihuahua, the dog, ogre
dude.
Chihuahua,
the freaking Leon
parasite on its back.
Leon,
look how good that looks, though.
Yeah, Leon is one of the OG one-liners, like best one-liners. Like, there's a part everybody knows it where he talks about where he says, "Where's everybody going?" Bingo. It's great line. Yeah, where's everybody off to? Bingo. Great line.
This does look good. Wow.
No. The reason this game is so good, well, and going to your point, the survivability aspect, like Resident Evil does a good job, at least with their recent games, with that survival. Like, you're always thinking about the next fight.
So do you think that, because like the OG Resident Evil 4 on GameCube, it just doesn't hold up, so remaking it is...
Excuse me?
No, but the gameplay may hold up, but the graphics can take away from the experience.
Pull up the GameCube version. I think it still looks pretty good today, which is amazing.
No, but what I'm
being on the GameCube.
Oh, sure. What I'm saying, though, is so remaking them, it's always going to be a classic because it's just that good. It's just a masterpiece to begin with.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You're just really updating it to bring it to modern sensibilities.
I think so. Yeah, I think that's what you're doing. Yeah,
Disney, you're
definitely you're definitely getting the nostalgia purchase.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Disney's trying to do the same thing, but should take note from
Capcom?
These game companies. Yeah, just if you want to redo, I don't know, Pinocchio, how about you don't change the whole story and you just redo what made it classic in the first place? Just bring it up to modern times.
Yeah, like, for example...
Did you know the end of this Pinocchio, by the way? Can I just go on a rant here? The end
of
this Pinocchio?
Oh, did you watch the new
Pinocchio?
Yeah.
Tom Hanks is fantastic in it.
Hey, he's a fantastic actor.
He's fantastic. Got to give it up. Give it up to Tom Hanks.
The guy knows what he's doing.
Yes. Okay, spoiler alert. If you care about watching Pinocchio, which... Don't. Sucks. Pinocchio was one of my favorite movies as a boy.
It taught you not to lie.
Taught me there's this like boyhood journey to become... And then it's basically like... Becoming a man, right? Becoming a real boy.
And having a conscience.
At the end,
the right thing.
At the end of the new Pinocchio, Pinocchio does not change into a real boy. And Tom Hanks says, I love you even if you're not as you are. Like, you can choose to be a boy or not. And it's like, that defeats this whole journey. You just destroyed the point of the story. And I'm paraphrasing. That's not like word for word what he says. But yeah, and Pinocchio remains a wooden puppet.
It's unfortunate.
So no growth?
That's like in Lion King if Scar wins. Actually, it's not, because that would still be a pretty cool ending.
Well, technically, Scar does win for a few years.
Pinocchio remaining a puppet.
If the story ended sooner, Scar would have won.
Pinocchio remaining a puppet is stupid. That's like no progress. It's like, well, why did we just... So basically, this story is just about a boy who goes to school.
It's actually not about a boy. It's about a puppet that goes to school, right?
Yeah. What a twist, right? That's exactly. I couldn't believe because up to that point, you're like, this isn't bad.
That's a good point. It's like if the Grinch never liked Christmas. Although I would argue that might be a fun ending too.
Yeah.
Like, he just stays a grump.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no point to the
and that year, the Grinch's heart didn't grow at all.
The entire point of the story was missed. like the writers to that were probably fresh out of college and were like, you know what? This will be great. It's like, it's a classic for a reason. There's archetypes here that you just completely missed.
And yeah, we've talked about this before. Why don't people follow the hero's journey anymore? Like, it works and it's good.
You're going to get me on a soapbox, and I don't want to.
Yeah. It's just, let's talk about RE4.
Lazy writing.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Minus the inventory system. That's
stupid. No, the inventory system is what makes it a survival game. Because like I said...
You can still have a survival game without the inventory system.
No, you can't. Because, well, then what happens if you don't have an inventory system? How do you pick up ammo?
Inventory system, I mean that it's based on the size and shape of what you're carrying.
Yes, which you can later upgrade.
I hate it.
What makes that...
It's kind of like a hero's journey, David. Yeah. You start with a pocket, and then you grow to a small backpack, and then you eventually have a large backpack.
Yeah, I know. I agree, but back to Pinocchio, T-Bucks is exactly right. He's like, he said, imagine Frodo gets all the way to Mount Doom and then just gives the ring to Sauron. And then it ends. That's exactly it.
But no, so the inventory.
Yeah, that's a shame. That's too bad.
It adds to that survivability, that fear, because you're limited to what you can have. You can't just carry around 50 RPGs, right? You always have to be thinking.
Ganon Diablo. No,
you always have to
AI
be.
Art, I can.
No, that's the style of this game. You always have to be thinking about the next fight. You don't want to blow all your ammo on one fight because then you'll have nothing for the next fight. You know what I mean? It's a great game, guys. Everybody should play it. Fantastic. It looks
beautiful.
Leon's such a freaking Chad.
He's cool.
Oh, he's awesome.
Can I, real quick, before we get out of here, everybody, thank you for tuning in a day early. I just want to shout out Soulfinder, who has been clipping these YouTube videos, clipping some of our funniest moments. Well done. And thank you, Soulfinder.
Yeah, it's in a Discord. It's not a channel. What is it?
A forum.
Thread? A forum? Forum.
X1, yeah, he calls it the X1 Bros Podcast Quotes. It's in there. If anybody would like to help us out, and so YouTube has an ability that just allows you to clip, create a highlight video, and then post that link. We're going to actually take these videos, Soulfinder, and we're going to repurpose them here on YouTube. If anybody would like to help and contribute to that channel, please do so. It would really help us out, especially interesting discussion. So right now it's kind of the funniest stuff, which we're going to take and use, and I think we can use those in a really good way. But also, we would love to take any interesting discussions that you guys find interesting, clip them out, please, and post them in that channel, and we will definitely repurpose them. It's fantastic. Again, shout out Soulfinder. If you're in chat, let's drop a S for Soulfinder right now.
Soul.
Anyways, yeah, youtube.com/X1Bros. The video obviously goes up there, and that's where you can create the highlight each and every single week. But yeah, just wanted to shout him out because I was blown away. I jumped in early on, and I haven't been in as often as I should, and I was blown away. Thank you, Soulfinder.
Yeah, I watch them every week. He gets some funny ones. There's some good ones. Some of them are like incriminating evidence for Lila.
He just posted one where I talked about breaking my neighbor's sprinkler. So that's a little incriminating. Anyways, huge thank you. Again, thank you very much for tuning in this week. A day early, but not a dollar short. And
that it?
That's it. That's it. We'll see you guys next week. Enjoy. Come join us. Join the clan across many places. The clanages. And
go watch Jujutsu Carve.
Carjitsu.
Carjitsu.
Or Carjitsu the Gwyneth Paltrow case.
If or you combat. Want some, or combat juggling.
Yeah.
Or Resident Evil 4 and agree with me on the inventory system. Have a good one, everybody.